Please make sure you're sitting or lying down somewhere safe and comfortable where you won't be disturbed for the next 20 minutes or so. And please do not listen to this podcast whilst driving or operating heavy machinery, or where falling asleep might be a hazard, like being in the bath. And so when you're ready, we'll begin. Now, whilst you're lying there or sitting in your chair, just letting the world go by, nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, I wonder if you can notice how within the channels in the body, your nerves are beginning to rest and relax. Resting, relaxing, becoming calmer and steadier with each word I speak. Resting and relaxing now with each easy breath that you take. Those nerves are like a magical network. A magical network that carries sensations and information to each and every part of your mind and body. Right now, already beginning to carry the deepest ever relaxation you've ever experienced into your whole being, into every fibre, every pore, every tiny little cell of your entire body. And as relaxed as you are at this very moment, you can go even deeper, become even more relaxed. And you might feel that special relaxation starting at the tips of your toes and gently spreading along the arch of each foot, the sole of each foot, that magical network carrying that special sensation of deep relaxation around your heels and ankles, and then up into your shins and calves on each leg, allowing a special sort of warmth and calmness to gently spread throughout all those muscles. Up into the knees now, all around your knees, so that you can feel the back of your knees relaxing too. And you become aware that this magical network is like a map of the nervous system of your entire body. And even as you realise that fascinating thought, you can feel your main thigh muscles becoming beautifully at ease. And it's as if that special relaxation is becoming a continuous flowing sensation, flowing continuously all along those nerve paths in your legs and feet, moving up into your body now, into the muscles and joints of the hips, into your stomach, the muscles of your chest and back, so that you can feel that flow of special relaxation beginning to create a wonderful calmness within and around you. A wonderful calmness and quietness that flows steadily and easily into each part of you, as you go deeper and deeper now. You become aware of your shoulders relaxing too, and your neck, and all the muscles of your face, even the tiny muscles of your scalp, because even those tiny little muscles on the top of your head are part of that nervous system, the map of your body, a part that most people don't even notice. And to you it begins to seem that this continuous flow of relaxation is made up of tiny little atoms. Tiny little atoms following each other around that nervous system map. Each minute atom carrying its own special charge of relaxation. And sometimes those atoms seem to gather together in a place where there was some tension left. Tension that you hadn't even noticed was there until it was gone. Then you can feel those atoms just spreading out again, following different nerve paths to create a kind of cloak of calmness and quietness, a cloak of comfort that seems to envelop your whole being, your whole body, a cocoon of warmth and comfort that relaxes you still more. You feel yourself just floating and drifting deeper and deeper, still deeper into a special place where you are more relaxed, more comfortable than you have ever been before. And you realize with a sense of joy and wonderment that these tiny little atoms of comfort and relaxation are beginning to perform a different task now, different and even more important than the last, because each atom has its own program, its own plan of action, especially designed to help you achieve every aim and every hope. And each atom understands its own task perfectly, working quietly in the background, in every part of your mind and body. For every tiny split second of every minute, of every hour, of every day of your life, creating a sense of wellness and completeness, a sense of wellness and completeness that will allow you to fulfill your goals and your desires easily, successfully, and inevitably. And as you continue to relax, just drifting deeper and deeper relaxed, drifting into sublime comfort and ease, so calm, so at ease, so very relaxed, I now present to your unconscious mind some suggestions that are reasonable and acceptable and in your best interests. Realizing now that no individual has ever accomplished a great feat or had the best sales or given the best speech without being motivated, especially whilst accomplishing that feat. No one has acquired an amazing amount of knowledge without being motivated. All of the top salespeople in the world have one thing in common, and that is motivation to achieve their targets and be the best in order to obtain any skill or to become proficient in any art. To do anything worthwhile, you need to be motivated, not lazy. since not all of us can be instrumental enough in causing great things to come about, even on a more ordinary level, motivation makes anything and everything easier to accomplish and more fun. The ones who achieve most in life are invariably activated and motivated to do something, not to just sit lazily. Those who do most with their lives are those who approach human existence, the opportunities and the problems, even at rough times, with a confident attitude and an enthusiastic point of view. They are the most motivational people. Recognizing how important motivation is, you can deliberately make yourself motivated and actually go further and develop a quality of motivation so meaningful, with such depth, that it will never decline, no matter what strain is put upon it. It has been said that true genius for living is to carry the spirit of a child into old age. And what is the spirit of a child but that of wide-eyed wonder and excitement, with the motivation to do something or learn something new? That the world is truly a wonderful and exciting place. And more with each passing day, you find yourself cultivating this very same childlike motivation, excitement and wonder about life. You are beginning to realize how very important this thing called motivation is. And to keep your motivation up is an irresistible goal, a fascinating objective that dominates, motivates and refuses to let go of you. Now you are finding such a goal in life to give yourself meaning and purpose. Setting for yourself goals, realistic goals that you just have to achieve. And you are building under these goals the fire of anticipation. You keep that fire of anticipation burning to overcome negative and defeatist thoughts and attitudes. To make the most of each day, you now find yourself taking more specific, definite, positive steps. You find yourself each and every day carefully practicing listening to yourself. You note and you study with meticulous attention every comment, so that you can become fully conscious of the amazing number of negative actions and excuses that you make to talk yourself out of doing something. Be so amazingly honest with yourself. So when do you hear yourself make negative comments or excuses? And you stop and you ask yourself, do I really believe what I'm saying, or am I just being lazy? I don't really believe that, do I? You are now adopting the habit of saying just the opposite of what you usually say. And you are noting how much better the new you sounds. As you continue to take these steps, you find it more and more exciting to hear these words and ideas that are full of life and hope and expectancy coming from your mouth, instead of the old defeatist words and statements. Soon you discover that something really exciting is happening. You are experiencing an upsurge of dynamic motivation. You are also resolving to keep track of everything that happens as you work with these new procedures. You are carefully noting and computing the smallest results. If you had previously been in the habit of saying, for example, things are not going so well today, so I won't go to the gym or go for that walk, you know that things were much better because they usually are. You're able to admit honestly that you really expected them to go well. You are no longer lying to yourself concerning these expectations. You are no longer afraid to expect the best. You want the best. You expect the best. And you get the best. So you do go to the gym or for that walk. Now I'd like you to picture or imagine yourself in a situation where you used to act with lethargy, laziness, or perhaps even gloom and doom. And now picture and imagine yourself reacting with abundant excitement and motivation, more than you've ever had. Notice how that fills you with confidence, hope, and expectations for a new and better and more interesting, healthy life. This is something you would never trade back for your old laziness or pessimism or doom and gloom. Now you feel an enormous sense of pride and pleasure and power. A new kind of exhilarating motivation, an abundant and abounding zeal which flows all through to all parts of you, to all areas of your life, social, business and personal, to help you overcome and become the person you want to be, will be and deserve to be. Realizing that you can handle all of your problems with ability and intelligence. To be motivated is to enjoy life, to make new friends, to achieve a goal in life. Smile and smile more, and let that new motivated you out. You do all of these things and more, not just because I say so, it's because it's just the way it is, isn't it? Now you can remember to forget and forget to remember all those things best left at the unconscious level and remember only that which you need to remember. For now, I'm going to count from 1 up to 5 so that when I reach the number 5, your eyes will flutter open and you'll be wide awake. And you'll be feeling fully alert, feeling good in every way, as if a weight has been lifted off your shoulders. And each day passes will make you feel better and better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes wide open, wide awake, and have a little stretch.